Se te non ne avessi ullo, io te va, io te viene sempre a calare dal mare, bene. Se ci picchia bande, se è a calare, picchia me.
Oh, mamma, zooma, zooma, bacala. Hey, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. Yep, and what a week. I always say that, but Madonna, what a week. Yeah, we just had the midterm elections. Yep, there was no blue wave. Yep, hardly a ripple. And the ripple being, of course, nothing new about this. That's right. Just another midterm election. And the president's party, since 1862, has lost an average of 32 House seats during the midterm elections. So this is... you know, just another average one, man. Even though the news prestitutes keep making it sound like it's more than that. Nothing at all. Just more of the same. More of the same. Murderers and thieves, Republicans and Democrats, Bloods and Crips. That's right. Hey. How about Obama, huh? O-B-O-M-B-A, Obama. The murderous Obama, the war criminal Obama, along with the other war criminals, of course. The Clintons, the Bushes, and on and the ons. Murderous scum. Didn't do so good, did he? Folks. Went all over around the country. Folks. Yep, folks. Yeah. Quote, I'm really good at killing people, that Obama. Yeah, in the book Double Down, as he signed off. As he signed off on his drone strikes to kill over 4,000 people, destroyed Libya, turned it into a hellhole. Assad has to go. Yeah. Some 700,000 Syrians dead. Troop surge in Afghanistan. Going to close Guantanamo, folks. By the end of the year, folks. First thing he said when he got elected. And hope and change you can believe in. Yeah, small change. And hope. Hope's the most negative word in the metaphysical dictionary. Wanting something to happen without doing anything to make it happen. Folks. Yeah. Looks like Oprah lost too. Yeah, she went in there and campaigned for that. Stacey Adams person down in Georgia. Interesting. And of course, I'm no Trump fan. I'm no Republican fan. They're murderous, crazy SOBs as well. But you know what I love the most about this midterm election? How all the candidates on both sides, yep, green, red, white, and blue, and black, how they all campaigned so vigorously, so loudly, so caringly, so lovingly, and so morally against war. It was great to hear them saying, we got to get out of Afghanistan. We've been there for over 17 years, just murdering people, a war based on more lives. We got to get out of there. And we got to bring home all the troops. We have to go along with Salenti's Occupy Peace program. Oh, it was great to hear them all. Yeah, how they champion peace. Bring home the troops. Put them to work rebuilding our third world infrastructure. Force Congress to vote to go to war since they haven't done since World War II. And have a referendum on each state ballot where we tell Congress how to vote. Because we're the ones that pay for the war with our money and our lives. Yes, it was great to hear all these people, both the Republicans and the Democrats, all of their anti-war talk during this midterm election. Poof, never stopped. Of course, I'm being facetious. Not a peep about peace. Not a peep about peace from these low-life scum that people love so much. Yep. One piece of garbage after another. Here comes the man, take out the garbage can in the morning. Here come the man. Yep, this used to be an old song. Yep, the garbage man. Republicans and Democrats, garbage men, and gotta be equal, man, and women. Garbage. Not a peep about peace from any of these slimers. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to vote. I never saw a get out to vote movement like this one. 34 million people voted before Election Day. And all them utes that they got out to sign up didn't do much, did it? Nope. Not at all. Oh, if only the young people, if only we listened to them. Oh, yeah, we're so stupid and gutless. Let's just listen to young people. They're so smart. Take it easy, man. I've been a young person once before. I didn't know anything about much. You learn as you get older. But then you get too old to learn anything. Like the lowlifes running the Democratic Party. What a team they got in there now, boy. Yep. And of course, the Republicans are just as bad. But now in the House, they're all bragging. Yeah. Out of a mind, Pelosi. Yep. The House majority leader now. 78 years old. Never had a job in her life. Just sucking off the public you know what. Along with the others, such as 79-year-old Steny Hoyer. Hoyer. You're spelling it wrong. It's W-H-O. Yeah, that kind of horror. Another guy living off us. And, of course, in line to become the next majority leader, and 78-year-old James Clyburn, the deputy minority whip, is now going to be the next majority whip. Yep. Out of her mind, Pelosi, the next speaker. She can't speak an entire sentence without losing her mind. Yep. Nothing. More of the same. More of the same. And boy, oh boy, the money roll in. What a joke calling this thing a democracy. What a joke. An estimated $5.2 billion, according to the Center for Responsive Politics, was spent on these midterm elections to elect mid-level minded morons. That's right. It rose 35% over the previous midterm record in 2014. Of the $4.7 billion spent by the last reporting period, Democrats accounted for $2.5 billion. They spent $951 million for the House of Representatives compared to $637 million for the Republicans. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, little boys and girls, don't forget to go to school and listen to your stupid teachers brainwash you with a lot of BS about what a wonderful democracy this is if you got the money to buy it. Oh, anybody can run and vote in America. Grow up. It's a rigged game. The numbers don't lie. The prostitutes and the moronic, dumbed-down education system we have, those are the liars. The numbers don't lie. Yep. Democrat candidates, the Democratic advances are particularly notable in 29 seats considered toss-ups, where Democrat candidates raised an average of $5.5 million apiece. Yeah, a piece of crap, all of them. Nearly twice the $3 million average for Republicans. Disgusting. You buy your way in, and then you gotta buy your way in to stay there. Morons, imbeciles, slime ball, prostitute media, and moronic teachers from grade school to graduate school, call them campaign contributions. Adults that could think for themselves call it bribes and payoffs. Capisce? Yep. Democratic fundraising advantage, blah, blah, blah. What do we got here over here? All right. Ah, among the most significant changes in the big money fundraising is the shift by Wall Street, with the securities and investment sector raising its spending $100 million compared to 2014 and favoring Democratic congressional candidates over Republicans, 52% to 46%. 16 of the top 20 recipients of investment group affiliates are now Democrats. And that, of course, is according to the Center for Responsive Politics. And then you got that guy, that Adelson guy, the billionaire, the casino billionaire. He spent $113 million in 2018. Yep. You think they're going to tell him how to vote? For Israel, hey, you know how Trump came out and said, you know, those kids or people throwing stones of that caravan, if when they come to the American border, you know, you could use lethal weapons against them because they're throwing stones. Oh, boy, did the media jump on him, huh? Hey, but how about those Israelis that kill those Palestinian stone throwers? Yeah, that's different, isn't it? Yeah, you could kill the Palestinians for throwing stones because, hey, Israelis are doing it. Can't say anything bad about the Israelis because then you're called an anti-Semite. Yeah, don't call me an anti-Semite. Yeah, my last three girlfriends were Jewish. Well, three before this last one. Anti-Semite. They're not Semites. They're Ashkenazi. They're Eastern German, Eastern Europeans. They colonized the area. Go read the Rothschild, the Balfour Agreement. 1917, it's all there. Had nothing to do with the Holocaust. It was done way before that. It's just one more reason they give for invading and taking over another country. But you can't say anything bad about it because you got a guy like Adelson and all the others that pay off all these politicians in one way or another, to enrich the rich and keep the murderous wars going. Not one peep from these low-life politicians about peace during the whole midterm election. And the Democratic billionaire hedge fund guy, Tom Steyer, spent $51 million. Bloomberg pledged $100 million and according to the last filing, delivered 38 million. Yep. The oligarchic state of American politics. What a disgusting joke. It's for the super rich. Senate contests in Florida, Texas have cost more than $100 million. Nevada, Arizona, Missouri, Indiana, more than 30 million. It's a democracy. We are the exceptionals. Freedom in America. Exceptional morons to believe this garbage that they keep shoving down our throat. Disgusting. Disgusting, disgusting, disgusting. Yep. And when I say not talking about peace, you know, those piece of crap, those Democrats, and I remember when they used to be the liberals. Oh, I forgot, wasn't that Woodrow May Rotten Hell Wilson that gave us World War I, that lovely Democrat, followed by other Democrats? FDR, Lyndon Johnson. Oh, I forgot. Harry Truman. Nothing true about Truman. Yeah, gave us the Korean War. Little low life of another nothing. Vietnam War. The Clintons with his wars. Obama. Libya. Syria. Troop surge in Afghanistan. Democrats and the morons believe their crap because they lack the courage to call them out. So, you had at least 9 candidates, including 2 former CIA operatives, Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, and Alyssa Slotkin in Michigan, former military officers Max Rose in New York, Mickey Sherrill in Jersey, Chrissy Houlihan and Connor Lamb in Pennsylvania, Elaine Lauria in Virginia, Jason Crow in Colorado, and former State Department official Tom Malinowski in Jersey. All attached to the military, industrial, cyber complex. All people now representing we the people. Isn't that great, huh? Yep, Democrats. So now they bring their influence to the military intelligence complex to make sure those Democrats add more foreign policy pressure. Particularly, hey, how come the Russians didn't? You know, the reason why the Democrats didn't win the Senate is because of the Russians, I told you. We don't have any proof, but we'll make up any crap we want, and the people will buy it. Just like Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. Oh, and you know that bin Laden, he'd been in Afghanistan. So we're going to invade that country, destroy it, kill hundreds of thousands of people, cost trillions of dollars. I wonder why America is such a violent nation. Can't figure it out, man. I'll tell you why, because the fish rots from the head down. Follow the leaders, and they lead you to war. So, hey, what's the difference between starting a war, killing millions of people, spending trillions to do it, and some crazy guy going into a synagogue and blowing people up because he doesn't like them? or in a school, or in a yoga studio. Violence is the American message. We will kill anybody that we believe we should kill, destroy any country that we believe should be destroyed, overthrow any sovereign leader of any nation that we want, because I'm the commander-in-chief, and I said so. Yep. Democrats and Republicans, murderers and thieves. And if you support them, you are an accomplice to the crime. You're giving them your money and giving them your vote to go murder others in the name of freedom and democracy. Hey, wonder why all those people are leaving places like Honduras, huh? Jeez. Couldn't be because of that Obama and Hillary Clinton overthrowing the government down there and turning that place into a hellhole back in 2009. Same thing going on now with trying to overthrow the government in Nicaragua. Look what they've done. Look what America's imperialism has done to destroy South America. Wonder why the people want to leave there. Can't figure it out, man. Robbing the place of all of its natural resources when they had them. Turn them into banana plantations and anything else they could get out of it. Great book, by the way, by General Smedley Butler. Major General. Most decorated Marine in history up until World War II. Wrote the book War's a Racket. And now the racketeers are in charge. Not a peep about peace. Not a peep about peace. During the whole midterm elections from one candidate. Not a peep. Even that socialist that got elected in New York. Yeah, nothing. Yep, so here we are, a new year of elections, that is. And what do we have to show for it? More of the same, but worse. So, we just sent out a trend alert today. If you subscribe to the Trends Journal, you know what we're talking about. And it's about the elections. And what they mean to the markets. Because they do mean a lot. And just some facts of the matter. As a matter of fact, when you look at the last 72 years, 1946, regardless of which party won, U.S. stocks were higher 12 months after every single election. And in the year following the midterm election, stocks rose an average of 17%. But that was then. And this is now. This is the global age. It's a whole new world order. It's more integrated and interdependent than at any time in history. So other factors will determine how the U.S. as well as global markets will perform in the months ahead. And we outline in this trend alert what those trends are that will impact markets more than the midterm election. And if you want to subscribe to the Trends Journal, to read History Before It Happens, tomorrow's news today, unlike Time Magazine, where you get tomorrow's news next week, just go to trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com. History before it happens, money back guarantee, and it's not a lot of money at that. Again, we put out these trend alerts every week. The Trends Journal's gone from a quarterly, from 1991 to this year, to now a monthly. And we do Trends in the News broadcasts Monday through Thursday. All for $129 a year. You buy more years, you get lower prices. And again, money back guaranteed. You don't like it, here's your dough back. But we guarantee what we write, the forecasts we make, you won't find anyplace else. So here we are. It's a big day in many ways, but a small day in many others. I talked about, you know, this all this noise about getting the youth out to vote obviously didn't make much of a difference. And while they're saying the nation is divided, it seems like people have attention deficit disorder about what happened when that hope and change you could believe in, folks, Obama, what happened in the midterm elections in 2010. And that's the other thing. Don't call this a racist nation. Are they racist? Yeah, of course they are. Are they morons? Yeah, they're everywhere. A racist nation doesn't elect the black president. So I don't want to hear that one anymore either. So going back to Obama, and boy, oh boy, I remember how elated everyone was when he got elected. Ugh. Everybody bought it. Well, we didn't. We wrote about in the Trends Journal what a fraud he was. Community organizer who organized nothing. Brought in by the Pritzkers, the people that own the Hyatt chain. That guy just won governor. Again, more money. The more money game. Anyway, what are the Democrats now got 30-something seats, right, that they gained from the Republicans? Do you know how many seats the Republicans gained when Obama was president during the midterm election? Try 63. Double or nothing, man. And they doubled it. 63 seats lost because so many people saw through the lying Obama. But boy, they love him now, but not that much. Because, hey, Trump trumped Obama on them Senate seats. They even picked up some rather than losing. Yep. And back then, the Republicans gained 6 seats in the U.S. Senate. And that loss in the House of Representatives, where the Republicans recaptured the majority, it was the largest seat change since 1948 and the largest for any midterm election since the 1938 midterm elections. But those are only facts. Why deal with the facts when you could deal with the BS and the prostitutes and the phony story they want to tell? So look at the facts and see the future. And that's what we are, the truth in trends. The truth in trends. We don't put out information because we're selling it like the Foxes do to the Republicans and the CNNs and others do to the Democrats. We stay true to our word. We want to give you information that will help you prevail and prosper. And in these times, it's very important to do so. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll be back in just a little bit. So stay tuned.
Progressive Radio Network. Information for the independent mind.
A gadget guy, but I love gadgets that really do the trick, like the new app. The Progressive Radio Network has an app, thanks to our friends at Audio Now. Hey, this is Mark Farrell, host of Insight on Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we broadcast live out of New York City. But if you can't catch the show live, no frets. It's always archived. It's always on the app. Download it now, listen later, whenever you want. The Progressive Radio Network app is available from our friends at Audio Now. Check it out.
I'm Glenn Ford.
And I'm Nellie Bailey.
Co-hosts of Black Agenda Radio. And you're listening to
PRN,
your source for progressive political viewpoints.
Light Treason News, hosted by Allison Kilkenny, interviews fascinating people and wild characters in this political comedy podcast. So tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network for pop culture.
Sacha Baron Cohen dresses up as different characters and interviews people. And sometimes they're just like average Americans. And sometimes they're really, really famous politicians and personalities.
Politics.
But we know this song and dance, right? It was called Triangulation during the Clinton years.
Yeah, and it was how we ended up destroying a bunch of the social safety net.
And a sprinkling of treason.
Light Treason News on the Progressive Radio Network.
Keep listening to PRN. The Progressive Radio Network.
C'è la luna, mezza mare, mamma mia, mi mara dare. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Sempre baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, picchia me.
Oh mamma, oh mamma, zooma zooma baccala. And that's all it is, man. Democrats and Republicans, baccala. That's gone bad. Yep. Again, here we are. As you know, I launched Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com, back in 2015. Gary Null, of course, was there to help kick it off, along with Ralph Nader, Cindy Sheehan, brave woman who camped out in front of George Bush's ranch when her son was killed in Iraq. Dr. Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father, and others, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Yep, so when I talk about peace, I put my money where my heart and mind are. And if you believe in peace, and we're going to be launching a new Occupy Peace movement, please go to OccupyPeace.com and give what you can. And we're turning it into a not-for-profit, so you'll be able to deduct your money, the taxes that you give. Now, I just want to stay on the, excuse me one moment. Got to clear my throat. Elections and what it means. There's a lot of talk, you know, that, well, what's going to happen with the tariffs and the trade wars? The tariffs and trade wars mean nothing. That's just talk. What moves the markets are interest rates, earnings, and oil prices at this point. And when I say interest rates, I mean it. You look at the numbers coming out, and again, subscribers to the Trends Journal know this. You know, we keep you on ahead of the news and on top of the trends. But you're looking now at new data coming out that's showing basically a housing market that's in crisis. It can't take higher interest rates. It's one after another that's coming out showing that it just won't happen. And that's why Trump is so against high interest rates, because he's in the real estate business and he knows what it does. And you look at the facts. As I say, the prostitutes lie, but the facts don't. And the facts are showing that the nation, and not only the United States, the globe, they cannot take higher interest rates. So yeah, the markets may go up, but the economy's going down. And we're calling this, actually, the markets don't represent society. You have 10% of the people own over 90% of the stocks. The 10% that own stocks only own somewhere in the range of about $15,000 worth, where that 10%, they own a lot more. They own on average somewhere in the range of about $350,000 worth. We got Ben on the line from California. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Great, great. I just want to ask you three quick questions. The first question is, when will you be making another book similar to Trends Tracking? Because I think that was an awesome book. I also read the Trends 2000, but I thought the first one was slightly better than the second one, even though the second one was a very good book as well. My second question is, what would you recommend for, poor people or a low income between 25 to 50K? What would you recommend them to do? I bought Bitcoin a long time ago. Well, I bought Satoshis, and I invested in a little bit in Ethereum a while back, and that seems to be working out. But I would like your 2 cents on that. And then my last one is about voters, because I think that voters in America aren't as informed as they should be. And if they knew what was going on, I don't think that they would keep voting for the same people, or at least start a third party. I mean, a real viable third party. And that's all I have to say, and that's it.
Well, on the books, you know, we write a Trends Journal now, and that's like an ongoing book. And thank you for the nice comments, by the way, about trend tracking. Far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. And that's what they've said about it. And the point being is that, you know, we're writing all the time now. And the magazine, as I said, is now a monthly. When it began, you know, it was an 8-page magazine, you know, newsletter. And now it's, you know, it's a full magazine now, you know, ranging sometimes up to 60-something pages, you know, between 40 and 60 pages. You know, so it's full-blown magazine, online only. We don't do print anymore because most people, you know, they don't want it. They can't afford it, and it's very expensive now. You know, we're You know, we don't have advertisements in any of our magazines, in any of our product. So it's all subscription-based. So the cost of printing it and putting it out, you know, comes quite extensive. So it's only online now. As for investing, here's our take, my take on Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. The world is going cashless. When you go to China and many nations, people don't use credit cards or cash. They're using, you know, their apps. And so there's no coin of the realm that people are becoming attached to. And so we think that long term, there's going to be a market for the cryptos. And to look at that, what we do is we watch to see which one of the major financial institutions are becoming involved with them. Because the more financial institutions become involved, the more Wall Streeters, the more around the world that are investing in it, that shows you that it has a future. As to the shorter term trends and the volatility, we have a contributor to the Trends Journal who's quite an expert in the field of charts and algorithms, Jonathan Cho. And we have an extensive story in this Trends Journal on Bitcoin, cryptocurrencies, where he sees them going, and what to expect. He's much more, I guess I could use the term, bearish than I am on that. But, you know, we have open minds, so we want to hear from people from all ends. So, again, on the long term, we see it only growing. On the short term, there can be a lot of volatility. And I'm also a believer. And again, we do not, I want to make this 100% clear, we do not give financial advice. And I say that not only because we don't want to mislead you, but also because that's another way the government could shut us down by saying, you're not registered to give this kind of advice and blah, 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 blah. So you got to pay these fines because we only fine the little people and let the big people get off with all the stealing they want, as evidenced by the Obamas, the Bushes, and all the others, where the criminals in the financial system, the banksters, robbed us of our dough and got a free ride. So that's where we see that on that end. So I'm mentioning gold because I have been saying now for the better part of a year that the bottom of the gold market is around $1,200, and it hit $1,185. This year was the low, and now it's back up to almost $1,230. So we believe that the downside risk of gold is very low, and the upside potential, once it breaks over $1,450 an ounce, is very high. And there was another question you had, and I forgot it.
Give your 2 cents on silver, by any chance?
Yeah, now, silver I'm not that good at. I know gold better, but there are a lot of people that the way it usually happens is gold moves and silver follows. That's been the history. And now they're saying that silver is greatly underpriced and it has a bigger spike up than gold. And it could do that in a short term, but gold has to go up before we believe silver. Any other questions?
Oh, no, the last one is I just wanted your opinion on the informed voter because, like we said, they just follow whatever the TV or radio tells them. They don't actually go and research the candidates or anything like that. They just go based on what name they hear, and they think whatever sounds best is the best election.
Well, you know, you could say the people are uninformed, but I find it more of believing in an ideology, just how people believe in their religions. And politics is a religion to them. And their religion is the only true religion. And, I mean, I know very educated people. I have a friend that, you know, well-known guy, owned major magazines. He won't talk to me anymore. because we're out to dinner, and he was saying how much he hates anybody that likes Trump. And I was shocked to hear him say that. And then I went through my whole routine saying how I hate anybody that loved Obama. Because how could anybody love Obama when he's such a murderer? And how he gave all our money to the too big to fails. And how he lied and didn't bring one of them to jail or up to justice. And how he lied that he was going to close Guantanamo in the first year. Folks. Oh, and he had the majority of the Senate and the House to do it. It was a Democratic Senate and the House at the time. And how he's, and again, I mentioned the murderous wars that he's committed. And my friends are, no, don't go there, don't go there. I said, what do you mean, man, don't go there? I got to hear your baloney? And you don't want to hear the facts? And so the guy doesn't talk to me anymore. And they just had a baby. I bought them a nice present for their baby. They didn't even thank me for it. So it's not about people being uninformed. It's about them being gutless and courageless. That, to me, is what it's about. We got E from Edgewater on the line. Thanks a lot, Ben. Is he still there?
Oh, gumbada. If I was greeting you in Naples, how would I say? Gumbada, paisano, what would I say?
Hey, well, yo. That's what you'd say. Hey, well, yo, how are you?
Oh, my grandmother used to try to teach me Italian, but I had so much sugar in me, I couldn't pay attention, you know, so yeah. She taught me a few words here and there. I just said the Louis Prima, I loved him, and the cannolis were good, but I liked the sfogliatella.
Yeah, it's hard to get good sfogliatella anymore.
Oh, you can't get good anything anymore, but especially down here in Florida, forget about it, you can't get nothing down here. Over in Sheepshead Bay, where I lived in Brooklyn for 58 years, in Sheepshead Bay, there was four or five good Italian bakeries. I could get Italian cheesecake, good cannolis, and good sfogliatella. Now, I can't get nothing down here. You know where the bakeries are down here in the supermarket? You get an apple pie, it's got 30 different ingredients, all chemicals in it.
Yeah, like that's America. So what's up, E?
I was just going to say about, remember Bob Grant? Bob, got to get out of here, Grant. He'd say, oh, Gavone, get off my phone, and I got to get out of here. I used to listen to him when I was in the taxi lot in the airport waiting for the flights to come in. I laughed myself to death over there. Yeah. But I was on his show
a number of times.
Huh?
I was on his show a number of times.
Bob Grant.
WOR. Yeah, I used to go down there and be on his show.
He'd say, get off my phone, you Gavone. and you know, they say drain the swamp and the sinkhole. It's not a swamp. It's a cesspool of inhumanity, this whole government. It's a cesspool of inhumanity.
Well
That's
said.
What we got here.
Well said.
Yeah, I loved Bob Grant because I get a kick out of him, you know, the way he talked to the callers, and, you know, when they were just making no sense and being totally stupid. But I just wanted to ask you, how much gold, how many guns, and where would be a good getaway plan to when you're saying the three G's, you know?
Well, when I mentioned the three G's, guns, gold, and a getaway plan, I talk about what happened on 9/11. And how I, as soon as it happened, you know, you could go to our website, TrendsJournal or TrendsResearch.com, and you look up our forecasts. And in December of 2000, USA Today used to run our top trends for the coming year. And the top one for that year, the headline in USA Today read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendseer says. And I warned that a wave of anti-Americanism was sweeping the globe. People forget the murderous acts by Bill Clinton destroying Yugoslavia, you know, the Kosovo War, killing over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five because of the sanctions and his continuing bombing, the no-fly zones over Iraq, and all his other wars. And, you know, as we used to say in the Bronx, you know, payback's a bitch. And I said, there's going to be, you know, the form of a terror strike, and it happened. So when 9/11 happened, it came as no surprise to me. So as I'm watching it unfold on the news on CNBC, and this guy, I forget his name, he passed away since, he was the, you know, the head guy at the CNBC. Well, you know, it seems like a private plane crashed into the World Trade Center. Let's not get excited about this. You know, we've heard these things before. So now we're going to shift down to New York. And they're talking, and I watched a plane hit, you know, whatever it was. But so I went right away. I went into, first thing I did was I called up the bank to try to get my money out. I had it in CDs. And I couldn't get it. Wall Street's closed. Certificates of deposit are financial transactions. You get them when Wall Street reopens. Next thing I did was I got my gold. I ran into town, bought a bunch of Jerry jugs, filled them up with gas. In those days, you used maps, and I still do. And I charted out back roads. I'm about 4.5 hours away from Canada, up here in Kingston. Back roads, how to get to the Canadian border, find, and if I had, I'd go up there, I wouldn't take the main roads because I know they'd be closed down, because I don't know if these World Trade Centers collapsing in front of my eyes and allegedly planes are flying down the Hudson River, me being a New Yorker and knowing exactly where Indian Point is, about 40 miles north of the World Trade Center up the Hudson River, and these planes are allegedly coming down the Hudson, what if one of them hits that nuclear power plant? There's going to be chaos like you've never seen in your life. And that's the getaway plan, the guns, and the gold. Because when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And I just want to protect myself. So that's the kind of thing, you know, that I talk about. And so if those kind of incidents happen, to have a getaway plan. And gold will always be gold. Dollar won't always be the dollar, just like the pound used to be the reserve currency of the world until after World War I, because the English blew it with their maniac war minds of the sun never sets over the British Empire. So that's it. So thanks a lot, Lottie. We got some other callers on, and I want to take Abu from Wisconsin.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Salenda. Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. We're running out of time, so I got to go quick.
Yeah, I'll be pithy. Just give you a heads up on Wisconsin. The vote is very close, but it looks like the governor's been ousted. And you know, this is how much they take us for fools, and people still want him in because it's kind of only 30,000 votes. After giving $3 to $4 billion to the Taiwanese company, now they've kind of changed the whole model, and they want to bring people from China and Taiwan. And it's not something that I have anything against, but they want to bring engineers here because instead of having manufacturing people do the job, they're going to change it into a kind of like a Silicon Valley type area, and they're bringing China. This is almost reminiscent of China sending laborers to Africa. Now they're sending, fancy laborers to America. Shows you how low we've sunk. And the second thing, this guy, this Walker guy, was running interference from people getting, you know, Medicaid, or he's putting all kinds of blocks there. And then finally, when it seemed very apparent at the end of the election, he says, okay, we'll remove the pre-existing conditions, you know. And yet, 49% of the people thought he was doing a good job. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I can. That's how stupid the place has become. You know, that's what America's, you know, dumbed down to. It's a dumbed down society. Look, exactly what you said. I've been following that too. And look what's going on with all the tax breaks that they give all the. You got, you know, what, Amazon now? You know, they're going to give them billions of dollars worth of tax breaks, too. The guys are, what, the richest man in the world, and we're giving this clown a tax break? So he could set up a slave labor plantation you know, the another multinational plantation with plantation workers working Slavelandia. And we're giving them tax breaks. They're not tax breaks. It's our money. It's not a tax break. You're stealing our money to give it to these guys that are paying you off that you call campaign contributions. No, it is disgusting. And that's how low America's sunk. And that's why we need support for Occupy Peace. Bring home the troops, have them rebuild our rotted infrastructure, and put, instead of spending tens of trillions, countless tens of trillions, on wars and the military-industrial complex, is to rebuild America morally, culturally, spiritually, financially, and physically. So thank you, Habu, and thank you all for tuning in today. It is really a big day, but not really. It's just more of the same, a new time, different year. Again, it's not the Democrats or Republicans that are going to affect the equity markets. It's three things: interest rates, earnings, and oil prices. And you could find out more of what I'm saying and what it means. Again, we just saw mortgage applications drop to a four-year low as interest rates hit an eight-year high. That's just today. So what it all means, it's in the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com. Trendsjournal.com, the only place you will read history before it happens. So again, when you look at the history of the equity markets, it looks like it's going to be pretty good according to history. But it's bigger than that. And it's an important time, as all the callers have mentioned. What's going on? How come the people are so ill-informed? That's part of it. The other part of it is they want to believe in their political religion. Their politician is the true politician, rather than looking at the true facts, the hard numbers, and the reality. So this is Gerald Celente. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week in Trends This Week. Bye-bye. Mamma mia, pensaccia tu.